Coming up next is the conversation with John Stevenson and I, your regular Monday, Tuesday morning edition news hosts, cut-in person, Dylan Hauser-Schalk. The phone number here is 503-325-0010 if you want to weigh on today's topic, which is going to be about New Year's resolutions. How long do they stay? What's the most popular? What's the most popular in our state and in Washington state? And why do you choose what you choose?
Yeah, we'd like to hear about success and failures. You can be anonymous and say how you, or with a methodology you used in order to be successful, or how you do it every year and you don't make it till the 4th of January and then you're depressed. But fear not, you can always start over.
The 4th of January, so about 4 days in. Well, I did a little bit of research by state, actually, and Oregon is actually in the top states for keeping their resolutions, and they usually keep it until about February 10th.
Wow.
That's the week that it breaks off.
I wonder what makes it different from state to state.
I don't know, but Tennessee is in the leading most popular. They keep it the absolute longest. But Oregon's up there.
Yeah.
But even February 10th, you know, that's not even a goal that is to last the rest of your lives.
Well, both of us did some research on the most popular. Well, first off, I should qualify today's show by saying neither of us are medical professionals, so we're not going to be telling people
how to keep it,
or
what's the best what's your strategy, what's your in for it.
Or, you know, we don't want someone going from eating to becoming anorexic. So we'll use caution.
Well, yeah, and use your own good judgment if you have some.
Right, not ours.
But you want to start with number one or number 10, and I think it'd be more thematic to go with number 10 first. And we might have different lists, different sources here. But my number 10 is drink less.
Drink less alcohol.
Yeah, I presume that's what they mean.
Yeah.
Not water.
I show that down there too, but it hits every list. So I suppose everybody, you know, there's light drinkers, moderate, heavy drinkers, alcoholics, and they probably feel pressure as the new year, daily pressure probably in their lives to not do that if they're heavy drinkers or drinkers that don't want to drink this much. I've got a couple friends who are regular drinkers, and both of them, in order to prove to themselves, I think, that they're not alcoholics, take the month of January off and don't drink in January.
Is that Lent?
No.
Or is that's a different tradition altogether?
That's a different time of the year, yeah.
Well,
it's the least wonderful time of the year.
Sure, as some people might call it. You know, it's another thing, too, about Christmas and the New Year's is that it's alcohol and celebration and pivotal points of the year like that go hand in hand.
It seems that way, yeah.
And so I'd imagine it's very poorly, coincidentally, timed that the time to improve your life in some way or another, or what you think is going to improve your life, is right around the time where we're indulging in Thanksgiving and big meals and alcohol and,
right, and
shopping,
you could
stuff
have
like
a,
that.
You know, a 3-week bender in this season, and you've just become exhausted with the hangovers and you're ready to go. So January 1st looms. Of course, there's nothing that prevents you from warming up to your resolution that begins on January 1st. And for the heavy drinkers, you don't have to go like throwing a light switch on January 1st. You can move into it starting today, and then by January 1, it's not going to be such a radical departure from your everyday consumption. We're at 503-325-0010. We'd love to hear from you, and you can tell us about your experience with New Year's resolutions and successes and failures, and particularly focusing on successes and what you did. If you struggled with keeping a resolution in the past and you were finally successful, we'd love to hear what it was that finally tipped you into success. 503-325-0010.
Now, the second thing I have on my list is volunteer more. They'd like to volunteer their time more to different places.
I put that, there's another one in there, which is find something new to do, like a hobby or something. Mm. And it seems like that might be go hand in hand with volunteering more.
Well, of course, you and I have this one both covered, so I'm not worried about it too much. But another one I have on here is be less stressed. Isn't that a lofty goal?
That's a lofty goal. I mean, hard to know when stress is too much because our natural instinct is the more stressed we are, the more we probably get done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that, but stress can be a motivator.
Well, to be put under pressure. I know that many, many people say, that I've talked to, say that when they work under pressure is the only way they can ever get anything done.
Right, right.
So
there's financial goals as well, sort of summed up by save more and spend less.
And I'll mention that that is Washington's most popular New Year's resolution as compared to Oregon. Washington, number one New Year's resolution by surveys, to save more, spend less.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, we are...
Which is different than Oregon, I might add. They're not the same.
Yeah.
So, and we'll get to that here in a moment.
We are bombarded in this season with cues to spend more and save less. And I think there can be sort of a hangover from that as well when you start considering the credit card bills that are going to start pouring in January for December spending. But I think the key, as I read it in the various advice columns on the financial aspects, is their success is really tied to good planning and organizing and bringing some discipline into the organization factor, where you create a budget and you measure it regularly and you stick to it. But that's way up on the list, is putting yourself in better condition financially.
The phone number here is 503-325-0010. We want to see the phone start ringing because this is just you and I here talking, and which creates a very limited perspective. And we have two states to draw on of listener base. Once again, 503-325-0010. Tell us what you think.
Exercise. There's sort of a... At the top of the list, there's a cluster that kind of fit together. Lose weight, eat better, exercise more.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all the Christmas gift exercise machines that are in the living room right now, and they're going to be relegated probably to somewhere else in the house.
With big bows on them, with right. Big red ribbons.
And the advice around this goal is also to organize your activity. You know, if you hit it too hard in the beginning, will you be interested in a week? And I don't have data on the success or failure of people who buy gym memberships and then go, and then stop. But I'd be curious if there's any trainers out there or people who have been successful with their exercise programs or people who have lost weight that they wanted to through exercise, if there's a method that you've used that's successful. And if you're a trainer, maybe you could tell us what advice you give to people that are resolute that this is going to be what they're going to do.
Yeah, and that is, on average, definitely the most popular one that I saw, is lose weight, get fit, exercise more.
So let's hear from you. This is meant to be a conversation, not just between Dylan and me, but with you all too. So we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, 503-325-0010, and we've got a wonderful volunteer waiting to take your call. So where was quit smoking on yours?
It was there on every list, but down a little ways. I don't know, you know, maybe it's down on the list because fewer and fewer people smoke all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all of these things are positive initiatives. But smoking is probably the most dangerous, or one of the more dangerous things that people want to stop doing. People have a terribly tough time doing it. Nicotine's highly addictive, and some folks seek medical treatment to get off nicotine, and it could be something that if you struggled with and you just can't seem to shake it, that you talk to your doctor about.
You know, as we're sitting here talking, there's one thing that strikes me interesting about my list, at least, is that we've been talking about drinking less, being less stressed, losing weight, getting fit, quitting smoking, and these are all very personal goals. And the only one I think that stands out here as highly different from the rest is volunteering, to where that's directly affecting other people, or it's affecting another organization other than yourself, and the rest are health related.
And yeah, health related, not selfish, but personal.
No, not selfish at all. I mean, it's a great endeavor. And that word selfish has, you know, it, in and of itself, a negative connotation. But volunteering strikes me as distinctly different on these lists that we keep looking at, to where it's that's an endeavor about helping something else, helping an animal or a cause or other people through some kind of volunteer work.
Right. Most political engagement is voluntary. And as we move into the first of the year, into an election year, it could be the time to get on board and take some initiative for a cause or a candidate that you want to see move up on the list. And national election, local elections are heading towards the end of the year, but the time flies. Hard to believe that a mere 3 years and 4 months ago, 3 years and 2 months ago, Trump was elected and he's nearing the end of his term. And that could be an incentive for lots of folks, one way or the other. That, to Dylan's point, that is volunteerism, and all of the political issues and candidates require volunteers in their organization.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is, of course, the season. And I'm surprised I didn't see more of that on the different lists that we were looking at either, because political activism seems to be a hot and heavy topic right now.
Right. And I think for a lot of folks, they don't know how to take the first step. And I think if you just contact your local political party headquarters, I think each county has one, they'd probably love to see you and give you instructions on what to do.
Well, I think John and I are going to take a small break here. We're going to cut to a bit of music and think about what we're going to say here in just a moment. You're listening to Coast Community Radio. We're going to be back in just a short little while. Here, Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. You might be tuned into 91.9 FM or 89.5 FM, whichever. We want to hear from you. The phone number, and listen closely here, 503-325-0010.
This is The Conversation, and The Conversation's on KMUN every Friday at 9:30, and it's our first swing at a call-in show. And the concept of the show is that there is a host or two and the listening audience, and the idea is that we have a conversation about a specific topic. This week's topic is New Year's resolutions, how to make and keep them. And we're looking for people that could give us some counsel on success or failure they've had with particular New Year's resolutions. And it'd be interesting to hear from someone who's got a New Year's resolution that's not on the list of the type that everybody signs up for. Mm-hmm. And we'd be curious to hear your personal story of any luck you've had with that idea.
Yeah, and you don't have to say your name and number and address here. We're just asking for you to share your personal experience, and it can be totally anonymous because this is a very personal topic, you know, to be healthy, to not live up to what your expectations were this year. It's a personal thing.
Personal, and some of these goals can be spiritual and could become quite lofty, and we'd be interested in that as well. There's advice all over the internet on how to make and keep resolutions, and one is uses the acronym SMART, and this methodology is SMART, SMART for specific, M for measurable. Measurable is good in most things, in business and marketing. The idea is if it's not measurable, don't do it. And I sort of was given to the idea that measuring obsessively can just bum you out. But some sort of measurement as to your progress so that you can reset goals as you need to if your goal is not measuring up to what you signed on for. So SMART, specific, measurable, achievable. You've got to be honest with yourself that what your goal is, what you're resolute about, is something that's in your bailiwick to achieve, relevant, and time-bound. Time-bound, I believe, would be part of achievable. In other words, if it's 30 pounds, then you want to get there by March 1st. And
you're setting a date on it. This is when I will do this
by. A goal, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think what kills a lot of people as far as New Year's resolutions is that they fail and then they shut it down.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I think the number one killer of not just New Year's resolutions, but all personal goals is that once you see, well, it's sort of framed in a black and white sort of mind frame to where if I fail once, it's 100% failure. I either have to be 100% success or 100% failure. But of course, that's not how it really works.
No, and that's where the A in SMART comes in, is that you be honest with yourself and give yourself achievable goals. And that might prevent early catastrophe.
Sure. Well, the phone number here is 503-325-0010.
What about you, Dylan, and your successes and failures?
Well, I make a New Year's resolution before this show, before I was preparing for this show. I've, at least the past 5 years or so, I think I've made a big list of New Year's resolutions. And not just like a top 10 list, but maybe a top 20 or a top 30. So, and I've got some interesting ones on here, like journaling, keeping a consistent journal, wearing different clothing. Of course, exercise. What, John? Trying on new clothes, different clothing styles, perhaps. Let's see.
A different sweatshirt every day?
No, it's not quite like that, but it's experimentational.
I see.
It's to be more creative and more experimenting and not wear not wear different clothes. Well, yes, wearing different clothes every day, but to try new things.
Okay.
That's really the more broad idea of what I was going for there. Maybe I didn't word it correctly.
That's a good one.
What about you?
I'm perfect.
okay. 503-325-0010. We want to know what you think. And I think between John and I, it can get rather stale. So, and we do have a call coming in. We're going to wait for our wonderful volunteers to transfer that through. Yeah, I've got quite a lengthy list of New Year's resolutions. But I see you laughing over there at me. Okay, well, we got a call coming in shortly, and we're about to get this caller on the line. You're listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. And let's see what a certain someone has to say in just a moment. So we're just waiting here in just a second.
So what other goals did you have?
What other goals did I have? Let's see here. Well, my number one is to go to bed consistently at a consistent time, which is health related and pretty much follows the standard formula of what nationally takes over as the most popular resolutions. I would say that fits into that. Going to bed, eating breakfast consistently, having a consistent schedule. And this is something that you and I might share, is practicing guitar is on there.
Yeah, and suffering with it. Like, you know,
yeah.
If you want to learn how to play a C chord, strum it 1,000 times and you'll have success.
Yeah.
I'm on 14 right now.
14 meaning?
That's how many times I've strummed it. I got whatever it is.
And you keep
986 to go. But it is achievable if you want to be a guitar player.
Yeah, and it takes...
Just suffer.
I mean, it's rigorous. It takes absolute rigorous practice. Well, we're somewhat, you know, running out of things here to say. I hate to admit it. We really want to hear what you have to say, though. The phone number is 503-325-0010. And if you just have to come out and say that you're perfect like John Stevenson, or if you have to say that you're a total failure like me, go ahead and do it, because...
How about you should have a goal of no longer seeking sympathy?
Meaning?
Well, when you just said you're imperfect. Was that a plea for me to say, oh, no, you're not imperfect, you're great?
No, it absolutely was not.
You're listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 FM, KCPB Warrenton, 90.9 FM. Streaming on the web at coastradio.org, where you can find a full program schedule, as well as previously aired shows. We would love to have your input at our Board of Director meetings and Community Advisory Board. For dates and information, send an email to info@coastradio.org. Making waves since 1983 with decades to come. This is your volunteer-operated, listener-supported Coast Community Radio.
And we're coming back after just a short little break here. And now the calls are rolling in like crazy. You wouldn't believe they saved it all for the very end. Hello there. I think we've got a caller with just a slight...
Wait a minute. Are you there?
Yeah. You might want to take your cell phone off of speakerphone if you do have it on there, and turn your radio down as well. But we do have a caller.
Okay. We've got it.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
I still have that speakerphone. How do you get it up?
Okay, well, there's no pressure. Don't feel any rush. You just have to take your phone
how do I
off.
Do now? Are you getting it now? No.
You know, I think you...
I'll call back.
Okay, well, we've got a couple other callers waiting. So figure out your technical difficulties. We'll figure out ours. And, yeah, call back shortly. The phone number is 503-325-0010. And we're going to get another call transferred in here in just a little bit about New Year's resolutions. How do you keep them? What are they? Do they fall in the generic top 10 list, or do you have something interesting? Do you have something cutting edge you want to say? John?
I'm not very cutting edge.
No, and I'm not either. But, yeah, we're just waiting for this other call to be transferred in here at any moment now.
It's 503-325-0010. We want to know about, hear about your resolutions and have you confess to us your successes and failures.
Maybe. Okay. And we're just waiting for that call. That's all I got to say right now is I guess we're just waiting for this. All right. Hopefully this guy has taken his phone off of speakerphone. In the meantime, we're going to experience a chance of showers tonight. Cloudy, generally becoming mostly sunny with a high near 50. Just a little bit of information for you here. You got to stay safe. All right. And we're just waiting for our lovely front desk volunteers here.
The one stat, and this isn't meant to discourage anybody, but by January 31st, half of all resolutions failed and are not picked up again. And I think, you know, trying to think through it rationally, I'm thinking about 12-steppers and things like that where, you know, you can fail and start again. And I'm not sure all the buzzwords, but I know that.
And it looks like we may finally have our caller who just hung up.
No, I'm with you.
Oh, you're there. Oh, yep. Wonderful. You have no idea how happy I am to hear your voice at this very moment.
I can tell after 25 minutes.
Yes. So please indulge us.
Okay. Am I on the air now? Or
yeah, you're officially on the air. No, go ahead.
Oh, my, great.
And feel free
you're
to
talking
speak your
to thousands.
Mind.
Oh, wow. Anyway, I can't help but think that maybe the New Year's resolution is a thing gone by. I mean, we are a more instant. What am I trying to say here? We want our results immediately, and why would I wait till New Year's to make a resolution? If I want to change my life, I'll change it on September 23rd or something.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a hard argument to make that we are living in a much more instant gratification-based culture than we were before.
And as a result of that, I, at least for myself, haven't made a New Year's resolution in probably 5 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel better having. That's why you're not getting many calls.
Huh. And you feel better having not done so? I mean, do you think it should be a thing of the past?
I don't think that the time factor is relevant.
Meaning?
New Year's Day.
Oh, like these goals can be made at any point.
Precisely.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, this, well, I think it's sort of ingrained in us that as the year is turning over, it's like that's a new beginning, a new, you know, a new fresh start. But really, I agree with you that that might be an outdated, antiquated concept because really these goals are not time sensitive and they can be made, you know, it's better that they're made at any point.
That's my point. So for all that and this interesting half an hour of nonstop phone calls.
Well, I thank you for your sympathy
you points. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you. So he was saying that the New Year's resolutions really don't even need to be made at New Year's.
Well, sometimes you need the incentive of, you know, a start date. And I think New Year's is a good time to start because of, and we're talking stereotypes here, but the behavior that's gone on, especially for health, diet, weight loss, you know, there's like a binge that begins about November 15th and effectively ends on January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And given that's There's so many positive aspects for an individual to solve those three problems. It seems like January 1st is when one is the most resolute, and it is a good start date.
It is, but I think it's the human perception of it that's when my new beginning starts. That's not truly when the new beginning is starting. Well, I think we may have a call here. Hello, caller. You're tuned into KMUN. This is The Conversation.
Okay.
Yes.
My New Year's resolution, which I think that other people probably need to share in, is to be more grateful every day that we wake up for what we do have and for what we do for others.
Of course. I'd say that's a pretty common sentiment. And instead of saying, well, you know, I could lose more weight or I could stop drinking.
Can you give us a specific example of where you think gratitude is lacking?
Like in every day that you wake up, be grateful that you have a roof over your head, that you have the health that you do have.
Sure.
The friends, the family.
Is it just grateful
every morning? If there's so many things we could be grateful for that we already have succeeded in, or what we've already done, rather than what's lacking.
Well, that puts a pause.
Failure comes is when we focus on what we haven't done, what we're lacking.
And do you find that that's just something analogous to like a morning prayer, where you just pause and think of the things that you're grateful for, and that's adequate to that goal?
Yeah, I do believe doing that in our minds make everything else come to fruition. Mm-hmm. Like it makes everything else, when you feel good, you know, when you wake up or when you do these, when you go to sleep, be thankful right before you go to bed even, that it will, if we're grateful what we have, it kind of makes your mind go towards good things and your goals and how you feel anyway.
Right, and that's something even a non-religious person could do and gain some solace with.
Well, and I think that's an interesting take on the perception of New Year's resolution itself, too, that New Year's resolutions are focusing too much on what we don't have rather than being grateful for the things that we already do.
Yeah, and I think if we are grateful and we think about it, if we take the time to really think about what we're grateful for, it kind of puts your mind towards the direction for the rest of the day, towards the direction of being, you know, maybe some of those resolutions like not smoking or quit drinking or losing weight and all that stuff will actually come within themselves if we're thankful for what we do have.
Well, thank you for the call. We've got to end the show now and go into the news. This is KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5. And thank you, everybody.
Okay. Thank you.